From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appear before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. Amnesty International's Turkey researcher Andrew Gartner said this kind of thing has never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in its entire history. Amnesty has called for the immediate release of the activists. It said the 10 are being investigated for membership in an armed terrorist organization. The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend a state of emergency by 3 months, nearly a year after the state of emergency was implemented in the wake of a failed coup attempt. Earlier Monday, the Prime Minister's office had asked Parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was due to expire on Wednesday. About 250 people were killed and more than 2,000 others injured last year when a disgruntled army faction commandeered tanks and warplanes in an effort to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after 15 years in power. 35 coup organizers were also killed. Since last year's coup, operating under the state of emergency, the Turkish government has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants who it characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has also arrested 50,000 people. 34 soldiers are missing after their ship capsized off Cameroon during a supply mission to the Bakassi Peninsula. Three of the crew of 37 were rescued after the vessel capsized early Sunday morning off the coast of Dobunsha. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.